Hello and welcome to Warrior Health with Dr. Adam Splaver. And this week we're going to speak about salt. Yeah, today we're going to talk about salt. Salt has been around for quite some time. And actually, at one point in time, actually was a method of currency, which is considered to be something quite valuable in times of yore because it was able to preserve many different substances. But salt is an interesting conundrum within the medical profession, within the healthcare. And the reason why is as follows. It seems that everyone is on a salt-free or low-salt, salt-restrictive diet. And that's because people assume that salt is a problem. Salt can cause blood pressure issues. Salt can cause other problems. But the issue with salt really isn't a problem if you don't have high blood pressure, if you don't have congestive heart failure, if you don't have kidney problems. Salt really runs into a problem when you have those diseases. And the reason why is follows. What salt does, and when you take in salt, your body sees all this extra sodium chloride. And its natural reaction is to keep homeostasis. Yeah, that fancy word I'm going to use right now. Homeostasis, that's probably the fanciest word you'll probably hear me say all day. But homeostasis is the body likes to keep things at a regular concentration, a regular temperature, a regular blood pressure. Homeostasis is keeping things status quo. And as it so happens that sodium, the concentration of sodium is usually 140 nanomolars per deciliter, I think it is. And at least he likes to keep it at that number. So in order for the body to keep it at that number, 140, what the body does is it starts holding on to water to dilute out the salt that you've just taken in. Well, that's not really a problem if you have good kidneys. And the reason why is your kidneys see this extra volume, this extra fluid, this extra salt. And what it does is it gets rid of it. You pee it out. Well, and that's not a problem. But if you have high blood pressure, that extra volume will actually raise your blood pressure, make your blood pressure go higher than what you desire. Or if you have congestive heart failure or kidney problems, what happens is your body can't get rid of that extra volume, that extra fluid. And that fluid then seeps into tissues, seeps into your lungs, makes it harder for you to breathe, seeps into your legs, so you swell up. So salt, unless you have those three diseases, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, or kidney problems, then salt really isn't much of a problem at all. In fact, salt may be necessary in certain patients. For example, I have patients who have what we call vasovagal syncope. They have orthostasis. They have issues managing their blood pressure. Each and every one of us has a mechanism for maintaining a normal blood pressure, like 120 over 80, no matter what position you're in, whether you're laying, you're sitting, you're standing. And the reason why is because when you change position, obviously your blood will also pool. It'll go down to into your legs. And if that happens, then there's a possibility that your blood pressure may drop. Well, in patients that have that situation where they do have blood pressure control issues, where their blood pressure drops, we give them salt. Salt is a great treatment option for that because what it does is it increases the intravascular volume, increases the amount of fluid in the vascular tree inside the arteries and the veins, and that thereby you can maintain a good blood pressure and not faint or fall when you stand up, because that's what happens when your blood pressure drops. And if it drops too much, there are people that will black out. And that can be quite dangerous because you can fall, hit your head, or break something like a hip or ribs or whatever it may be. And some people even, in the process of having trauma to their head, they can bleed. And that can end up not being so good. So salt may be good in certain circumstances, like patients who have low blood pressure. It also may be harmful in patients who have high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, kidney problems. But the interesting thing about salt is that you probably don't even think of is that salt is probably the number one way that we get iodine in our diets. You think, wait a second, I don't remember that in biology or chemistry for that matter. Salt that we know is NaCl or sodium chloride, where there's no iodine in NaCl. Well, if you head down to the local supermarket and you buy yourself some salt, you'll see it is iodized. iodized salt. I had trouble getting it out. So it was, you have iodized salt. Basically, they throw some iodine into the salt, and that's how we all get iodine in our diet. The reason why is because in years past, people weren't taking enough iodine, and iodine is extremely important in maintaining good thyroid health and also for you producing hormones. So by cutting out salt in our diets, especially in America nowadays, we're seeing more and more patients walking in my door and walking in the office who have an iodine deficiency and end up with thyroid problems. So we then tell patients, you know, listen, if you don't have those issues with your blood pressure, with congestive heart failure, with kidney problems, then having in some salt, taking in some salt may be a good thing because you're able to maintain your iodine levels. So that's another thing one needs to consider when worrying about salt. That really is the long and the short of salt. I don't like to throw it around, you know, lightly, but again, it can be very helpful in patients who suffer from low blood pressure, especially when they change position. And it's great in patients who have no other problems, no other medical problems, and need to maintain their iodine levels, because iodine is essential for proper thyroid function as well as production of other hormones as well. And that, my friends, is the skinny on salt.